on the app, online, and across the Cape on 567 AM.
This is your Cape Talk.
Now, it was on my drive home yesterday that I heard the news about an explosion at a Denel facility in Somerset West. And by the time I woke up this morning, the supposed death toll had reached 8. There was still no word on the cause of the blast. I'm hoping our eyewitness news reporter, Kevin Brunt, will be able to paint in some of the details for us, because he was on scene yesterday and has been back there this morning in Makassar, visiting the scene, speaking to families affected by that terrible explosion. Kevin, thanks so much for joining me and welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure. Good afternoon, Papa.
We know that this plant was owned by the state arms manufacturer, Denel. Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of facility it is, or rather was? Because, Kevin, I understand it's been all but destroyed.
Papa, the indication that we've received from the CEO, Norbert Schulze, earlier this morning, he addressed the media after interaction with some of the bereaved family members. He gave the indication that there are at least 400 separate buildings on the site. You can understand the magnitude or the size of this whole facility. It's believed that the explosion took place at Unit 16, and that is where mixing of the propellants take place, and a very high intensity propellants being mixed at this facility. So very strict security, obviously, on the site. At this stage, no specific detail as to what the exact cause with regards to that explosion is, simply saying that officials only have the opportunity to access that specific site from 11 o'clock this morning, as it was yesterday. So too unstable the structure itself. We believe that it was completely destroyed, but he also indicated that there are still, he doesn't know how the explosive that is now there in that vicinity, how that will react. So from 11 o'clock, the officials went onto that site to, first of all, ascertain the number of fatalities. They also asked that the media not so specifically report on the fact that it is indeed 8 people who passed away. On my question, how many people allowed as per regulation of the facility, indicated that there can be or should be no more than 10 people at that site at a specific moment, Papa.
Okay, has everyone been accounted for, Kevin? You're saying fatalities put at 8, but is there anybody still missing, or have all people been accounted for?
The indication that they're giving us, Papa, is that all people have been accounted for, but not want to venture into very specific details, saying that until they've done a very thorough assessment of the site itself, then they will be able to give the assurity as to how many fatalities there actually were yesterday, and also the extent with regards to the damage on that specific site. He did inform us that there were no injuries reported. So a lot of bereaved family members earlier this morning gathered outside the gate. There's still a lot of them present here to come and pay their respects and to come and support some of the family members who have lost loved ones during yesterday's explosion. We've interacted with a number of the residents, saying that this doesn't happen often in this vicinity. A lot of people also described the panic that ensued following that blast, that a lot of people say could be heard as far as Gordon's Bay yesterday, Papa.
We heard as much. We heard that windows were rattling, that other structures were shaken by the magnitude of that blast, Kevin. Can you describe for us what you were able to see on site? I mean, just how it's obviously a massive facility. Was the part affected by the blast visible from the bit that you were allowed into?
Unfortunately not, Papa. We are at the moment stationed. We're only allowed access to the building to have the media briefing with the state security minister, as well as some of the officials on site here, who gave us an indication as to more or less the process that will be followed now in order to secure that specific site. The officials also state that no other operations at this facility has been affected, so we believe that the operations can still go ahead. But the site in itself is situated far back, at least, my guess is that it is at least 5 kilometers further into the facility. As the CEO also stated, there are quite a number of buildings here, saying that there are very strict regulations in terms of the security, but also in terms of the operations being played out at this facility in order to ensure that incidents like what happened yesterday do not happen again. They're obviously feel that an assessment is not only needed in order to give the family members some closure, but to also give the technicians and the experts on site an indication as to how they can maybe better their operations going forward. They also stated that there were, in the past 10 years, four safety incidents recorded, and only one other fatality at this specific site. But the indication being given that a full-scale investigation is underway. Also, the Deputy Labour Minister is expected to make her way to this facility later this afternoon, Professor.
Just one last question. Now, we are struggling a little bit with the line, Kevin, so just one last question before we wrap up. I know that the one of the unions involved with this facility had a lot to say yesterday about who is culpable for the blast. Have you had any interaction with union leadership on that issue?
Papa, the word from the unions are that some of the safety issues are not up to scratch as it should be. That is obviously something that the officials and the CEO refuted, saying that there are a lot of processes in place to ensure that an accident like what happened yesterday do not happen. Obviously, it did occur, so it remains to be seen whether or not the processes that he says is in place can indeed be relied on so that an incident like this do not happen again in future.
Kevin Brunt, thanks for the update. Our Eyewitness News reporter on scene there from outside the facility in Makassar where that blast occurred yesterday.